Now, flooding in a yard and old Fangak of Jongle Estate has left a trail of challenges among the local community, most of whom have been cut off from accessing many social amenities. And so there's been a need for aid, and Medicines Sans Frontières, MSF, has held its grip on the ground to provide the much-needed services to the people. So joining me this morning in the studio is MSF Head of Mission, Bernard Wiseman. You're welcome, Bernard. Thank you for coming.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, how are you managing to maintain your presence in Ayod and Old Fangak, despite these places being affected by floods? And in some flood-affected areas, most of the aid agencies are actually, you know, stepping away, taking away their people. How are you remaining present?
Well, MSF originally arrived in Old Fangak in 2014, responding to violence in the area and mass displacement. And MSF has had a 30-bed inpatient hospital in Old Fangak over the last 6 or 7 years. So we're based in Fangak County, and over the last 12 months, as many others have seen, just historic flooding in Fangak County, in Ayod County. Over the past few months, we've had to do some emergency response down into western Ayod County, some of the displaced populations around Hat, Pakor, and Pakwem. We are based in Old Fangak and trying to do small outreach and small mobile clinics to those communities.
Okay. And how do you do this? How do you manage with the floods? What are your movement like? Give me a picture.
Yeah, it's hard to manage with the floods, if you've seen pictures. What we do is, because there are no real roads available in those counties in the western sections, what we do is we do most of our movements by boat. So we have five 25-foot boats, and we go from Old Fangak to western Ayod County. It takes about 5 hours by speedboat. So our teams go down for a few days into those islands where we have many displaced populations, around close to 6,000, spread out over many tiny islands in the area. So the villages that used to exist are now completely flooded. So most of the populations have been displaced to small islands, very crowded, very cramped, not a lot of water and sanitation, not a lot of NFI. And so what our teams do is go down with the boats. Sometimes we have to go into smaller boats and smaller canoes to get in between a lot of the grass and a lot of the environment. And we provide a lot of vaccinations, mobile clinics. And last week, we were actually able to work and get a barge to bring and distribute non-food items and some nutritional supply to the populations.
Okay. What kind of non-food items are, like, so much needed? What else is needed other than what you provide, which is health, you know?
Yeah, the floods came quite quickly, so the communities and populations did not have a lot of time to take a lot of their belongings, a lot of their material. So when we visited these islands over a month ago, we saw just very, very basic structures on these small, crowded islands. So what the communities asked us for is just very, very simple non-food items, plastic sheeting to cover a housing structure, some mats on the floor to keep them dry, mosquito nets in order to protect them from malaria. And also some cooking materials, pots, pans, just to be able to provide the basic non-food items for the community, I think, to stabilize a little bit the communities who are affected by the flooding.
Okay. And when you look at your response as far as health, what are the major diseases affecting the populations there?
Yeah, so health is quite a concern for us at the moment. Just over 5 days, 2 weeks ago, we had to do over 650 consultations, which is a huge number considering the population. Mm-hmm. We saw high numbers of upper respiratory illness. We saw a lot of UTIs and even some malaria as well. Even some watery diarrhea. So obviously, like I mentioned before, we have a lot of concerns about the water and sanitation available on those islands. And so watery diarrhea is a big concern for us.
With the floods, how is the access to clean drinking water?
The access is very, very minimal. If you can imagine very crowded islands with a lot of people, the people don't have access to potable drinking water. They're usually just taking the water from the river, which is also kind of where a lot of their other activities are taking place. So there's no real clean section of water for them to drink.
Yeah.
And usually they're using contaminated water that they're also using for other activities as well.
Okay. Now, I would imagine that even before the floods, you did face some challenges accessing the people and being able to respond to them. How has this situation made it even harder?
Yeah, I think it's a very good question. I think the Sud in general, the water, the wetland is very difficult to get to on normal occasions. It takes us very, 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 very long to get a lot of material out there. Most of the landing strips and airfields are completely flooded. So this presents, you know, an even harder harder activity to get our medical supplies and materials into the communities. You know, we have a very dedicated team in Old Fangak. We have a lot of really, really good staff who've been working with us for a very long time. You know, these 5-hour boat rides down to Ayotte County are quite difficult, but I think with the community and with the good staff that we have, it's been manageable.
Okay. All right. And coming back to you as a team, I mean, you take care of these people, but how are you taking care of yourselves when it comes to the flooding? Are you on good dry land? How are you managing as MSF itself?
Yeah, the team is located in Old Fangak, which is also another area which has seen a lot of flooding, historic mm-hmm. flooding.
Yeah.
And so we do have a raised kind of medical facility and also areas for us to live and mm-hmm. work. So we do have a way to kind of maintain life in some of very difficult locations.
Yeah.
But also in Hot, we were able to find some space on a small island to create a small outpatient clinic.
Okay.
But again, to your point, even the stuff that we're providing is really not enough. I think what we're seeing in Western Ayotte County is we're able to provide medical services, but some of the other services that we're not able to provide, such as water and sanitation, nutrition, protection, it's just a very large community for us to try to take care of. And really what we've been talking with here in Juba with other actors and their partners is maybe more of a response to some of the communities affected by the flooding in Western Ayotte County, but also in Fangak County as well.
Okay. Aside from Fangak and Western Ayotte, do you reach out further across Jonglei?
Yeah, MSF has a few projects in Jonglei State. We are in Lankian. We're also in the Greater Pibor Administrative Area in Boma and Maurua. MSF has quite a large presence in Jonglei State.
And how is it working in these other states? Is it much better?
Each project has its own issues. Obviously, mm-hmm. with Boma and Maurua, it's very difficult for us to land airplanes, and with a lot of the water and flooding. Lankian also sometimes has a lot of flooding as well. But as you well know, I mean, across the country right now, there's flooding in many states. So mm-hmm. over 400,000 displaced, I think, mm-hmm. including a lot of our projects and communities in Unity State, around Lier, around Benchu as well. So
okay.
It's quite widespread, and a lot of our teams are dealing with this issue right now as well.
Okay. What would you say now is your achievement so far, and what would be your target? How many people have you managed to reach, and how many more people do you want to reach with this flooding situation in Ayotte and Old Fangak?
In Western Ayotte, we were able to reach about 6,000 community members. However, we think there are a great deal more. It's very hard to find these communities because they've been displaced from their normal villages. What we're really looking for is, you know, we're providing mobile clinics and working with the communities, but we really need other partners to come and do some of the more specialized assessments that we don't generally do in terms of protection, in terms of nutrition, in terms of water and sanitation.
Okay.
For us, you know, our early assessments into the area, our biggest concern was nutrition. Because what we did on our nutrition assessments is we found maybe over a 20% nutrition rate for children under 5. And so that's why we immediately responded with kind of some nutrition distributions. But there are other actors within the country and other specialties that can come and provide assistance to the community and work with us to provide those assistance.
Okay. Well, I honestly do wish you all the best with the response as you continue with your work over there. What more would you like to add?
Just thank you very much for having us on and helping us tell the story and tell the story of the communities that we're working with. And thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for coming. We'll definitely keep in touch to get more updates.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.